Welcome in. Today we're dialing in shuffle in Ableton Live 12 for that jungle, old school, raggleaning drum and bass bounce, but we're doing it the grown-up way. Pull the groove without murdering your headroom. Because here's the classic beginner trap. You want more bounce, so you start pushing hits late, stacking extra ghost notes, turning everything up, and suddenly your drums are clipping, the break lost punch, and the whole loop feels smaller even though the meters are bigger. We're avoiding that. The goal is skippy, forward energy, with clean peaks. By the end you'll have an 8 to 16 bar drum section, an amen style break with controlled swing, a raggish shuffled hat layer that drives the groove, ghost notes that add movement without adding peak level, and a simple stock drum bus chain that stays loud and tight without distortion. Step 0. Quick jungle setup. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174 BPM. I'm going to use 170. Create an audio track called Break. Create a MIDI track called Drums One Shots. Add two return tracks, one called Dub Delay, one called Short Verb. Then select Break and Drums and group them into a group called Drum Bus. That grouping is important, because jungle often lives in that combination: break for character, one shots for weight and consistency. Step 1. Load a break and make it loop perfectly. Drag an amen or think break style loop onto the break track. Click the clip, and in clip you turn warp on. For warp mode, pick Complex Pro as a safe general option for breaks. Now set it to loop one or two bars. And take a second here, before we even talk about shuffle, make sure the break starts exactly on the bar and loops cleanly. If the loop point is sloppy, swing won't feel like groove. It'll feel like a mistake. Now the first headroom move, and this is big. Pull the clip gain down right now, before you do anything else. Aim around minus 6 dB. You're basically telling yourself, I'm going to get loud later, but I'm starting clean. Old school jungle gets dense fast. This one move prevents that moment where you add one device, and everything collapses into clipping. Step 2. Add swing the Ableton way, using Groove Pool. This is the best beginner method because it's non-destructive. You can slash B it instantly. You can fine-tune it, and you can remove it without rebuilding your pattern. Open the Groove Pool. In Live, you can grab a groove from the Grooves browser. A great starting point is MPC 16 swing, somewhere between 54 and 60. If you see SB 1200 swing options, those can be tasty too. Drag that groove into the Groove Pool, then drag it onto a clip. Here's an important decision. In jungle, it's often better to swing the hats and percussion more than swinging the entire break, so you can test it on the break clip, but don't feel like you have to. In the Groove Pool settings, set bass to 1/16 for classic shuffle. Then set timing somewhere around 10 to 25%. Start at 15%. Random. Start around 3% and keep it subtle, like 2 to 6% max, because too much random starts to feel messy. Velocity is mostly for MIDI, so if you're applying groove to hats, try 5 to 10%. A rule of thumb, if the break starts sounding late and lazy, reduce timing. Jungle is skippy, not drunk. You want it to lean and bounce, not drag. Step 3. Build a regga-style shuffled hat pattern without spiking peaks. Go to the Drums One Shots MIDI track and drop in a drum rack. Load a tight closed hat, a short open hat, and optionally a rim or clave for that rad of spice. Make a one-bar MIDI clip. Start simple. Place closed hats on the 8th notes, just a steady tick-tick-tick-tick. Then add a few 16th offbeat hats as ghosts. Keep them quieter in velocity. And then occasionally, not every time, put a short open hat just before the snare to lift into the backbeat. Now apply the groove to this hat MIDI clip. Same groove. In Groove Pool, try timing around 18%, random 3%, velocity about 10%. And here's a headroom trick that really changes how you think. Instead of adding more hat hits, add velocity movement and shorten the decay. Shorter hats feel tighter, and they don't build up level as much. Busy hats that are too long will eat your headroom and blur your transients. Step 4. The real key to shuffle without losing headroom. Ghost notes plus envelopes, not volume. Ghost notes are essential in jungle, but they should be felt more than heard. If your ghost notes sound like extra main hits, your groove will get loud and cluttered instead of bouncy. You've got two main options. Option A is the classic, slice the break. Right-click the break clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Choose Transient Slicing and use the built-in slicing preset. Now you've got a drum rack full of break slices. In your MIDI clip, add tiny kick or snare bits between the main hits. Keep their velocities low, like 20 to 45. Then, instead of turning them up, go into the drum rack and make them shorter. In Simpler, shorten decay or adjust the start so the ghost reads like a tick, not a full hit. That's how you add motion without adding big peaks. Option B is keeping the break as audio. In that case, avoid the more volume habit. If you need certain little hits to step back, automate clip gain downward on those moments, or put a utility after the break and automate tiny game moves. Tiny, like you're sculpting, not mixing. Coach note here, think micro timing versus more hits. If the groove feels busy but not bouncy, remove one or two ghost hits and increase groove velocity slightly instead. Often the bounce comes from placement and dynamics, not density. Step 5. Control peaks on the drum bus so the shuffle still hits hard. On the drum bus group, we'll build a clean, stock chain. The mindset is density without clipping. First, put a utility, set the gain so your drum bus peaks around minus 6 to minus 3 dB. You're leaving space for later, and you're giving your processing room to work. Keep width at 100 for now. Next, add drum bus. Set drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. Crunch, 0 to 10%. Boom is usually off or very subtle because brakes already bring low end, and we don't want surprise sub peaks. For transients, you can go plus 5 up to plus 20 for snap, but be careful. Transient enhancement can raise peaks fast. If the transients make the meter jump too much, do this smart move. Put a saturator before drum bus, soft clip on, low drive. That rounds the spike so drum bus can add snap without sudden overs. Next, add glue compressor. Set attack to 3 milliseconds, release to auto ratio 2:1. Pull the threshold until you're seeing about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loud hits, and keep makeup gain off at first. This is crucial. A lot of people accidentally like the sound because it got louder, not because it got better. Finally, add a limiter as a safety, not as loudness. Set the ceiling around minus 0.8 dB. You want it kissing maybe 0 to 1 dB of reduction. If it's doing 4 dB constantly, you're not managing headroom earlier. Quick headroom checklist while you're here. Are your clip gains sensible, meaning nothing is already hot? Do any devices have hidden makeup gain turned on? Are your returns feeding too much into the drum bus? And is your drum bus constantly living near zero? If you keep those four in check, you avoid the why did my loop suddenly distort panic. Step 6, where to swing and where not to. Best beginner approach, swing hats and percussion. Keep kick and snare mostly straight. Let the snare be the anchor. That backbeat is home base. If the groove starts dragging, it's usually because the backbeat moved too much. More vintage, slightly risky approach. Light swing on the break, like timing 10 to 15%, and then more swing on hats, like 15 to 25%, and avoid heavy swing on sub-bass patterns. Low end needs to feel confident and on time. If you want movement, shuffle a mid-bass layer, but keep the true sub pretty straight. Extra trick if you want the late hats illusion without messing up the punch, duplicate the break. Keep track A as your main break, clean and mostly straight. On track B, high pass it somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz, even up to 600 if needed, and put more groove timing on that air layer. Blend it quietly. Now the top feels shuffled, but the main transients stay locked. Step 7. Turn your loop into a 16-bar section like classic jungle. Bars 1 to 4. Filtered break plus hats. Put an auto filter on the break and high pass it around 150 to 250 Hz. Then automate the cutoff down so it opens up toward bar 5. Bars 5 to 8. Bring in kick and snare reinforcement. Add a clean kick under the break, but start it a little quieter at first. You're building impact. Bars 9 to 16. Full drums, plus a bit of raga ear candy. Add dub delay throws on specific percussion hits. And do some air breaks. Mute the drums for an eighth or a quarter right before a new phrase, like just before bar 9 or bar 13. Silence creates impact without adding any level at all, and that's one of the most headroom-friendly hype tools you have. For your dub delay return, use echo. Try time at dotted eighth or quarter. Feedback 25 to 45%. Filter it. Cut lows below 200 Hz so you're not washing out the kick. Keep it subtle. Jungle is already busy. For your short verb return, use a short room reverb. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds, and low cut 200 to 400 Hz. Now, come in the stakes and fast fixes. If everything is too swung and it feels wobbly, swing hats and perks more than kick and snare. If ghost notes are loud, drop their velocities to 20 to 45 and shorten their decay. If you're turning the drum bus up until it clips, pull the whole bus back and recheck that minus 6 to minus 3 dB peak target. If you're overcompressing the break, back off. 1 to 3 dB of glue reduction is usually enough. If random feels messy, keep it under 6% and delete a couple extra hits. Removing notes often improves groove more than adding notes. A couple pro flavored extras for darker, heavier DNB vibes without wrecking headroom. Darken the shuffle. Low pass hats a little, maybe around 10 to 14 kHz, so the groove feels heavy, not fizzy. For parallel dirt using stock devices, make a return with saturator and EQ8. Soft clip on, drive 3 to 8 dB, then high pass around 250 hz so you're not dirtying the low end. Likely send your brake to it for grit. And keep stereo discipline. Kick and snare centered. If hats are too wide, use utility on the hats and bring width down to something like 70 to 100%. Too wide hats can feel impressive but steal punch. Mini practice exercise, 10 minutes. Make a 1-bar hat loop with closed hats on the 8ths. Add 3 ghost hats on 16th offbeats. Low velocity. At a groove like MPC 16 swing 57. Timing 18. Random 3. Velocity 10. Now a slash B groove on versus off. Then drop timing to 12 and compare. And mix discipline. Pull hats down until they sit behind the snare. Keep your drum bus peaks around -6 to -3. Your goal is to feel the bounce without making the meter angry.